Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth, who keepeth truth forever, and who never forsaketh the works of his own hands. Amen. Grace be unto you and peace from him which is, and which was, and which is to come, and from the seven spirits which are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, and the first begotten of the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth. Amen. Congregation, let us sing together of Psalter 290, the stanzas 1, 4, and 5. Praise ye the Lord, for he is good. Give thanks and bless his name. His loving kindness changes not, from age to age the same. And what follows, Psalter 290, the stanzas 1, 4, and 5. the portion out of God's holy word, which we wish to read together, can be found in Isaiah 53. First, the holy law of God. And God spake all these words, saying, I am the Lord thy God, which have brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image, nor any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them. For I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shalt thou labor and do all thy work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work, thou, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, thy manservant, and nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, and nor thy stranger that is within thy gates. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. Honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife, nor his manservant, nor his maidservant, nor his ox, nor his ass, nor anything that is thy neighbor's. Isaiah 53. Who hath believed our report? And to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? For he shall grow up before him as a tender plant, and as a root out of a dry ground. He hath no form nor comeliness, and when we shall see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him. He is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief, and we hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised and we esteemed him not. As surely he hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions, he was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. All we like sheep have gone astray, we have turned everyone to his own way, and the Lord hath laid in him the iniquity of us all. He was oppressed and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. He is brought as a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before her shears is dumb, as so he openeth not his mouth. He was taken from prison and from judgment, and who shall declare his generation? For he was cut off out of the land of the living. For the transgression of my people was he stricken, and he made his grave with the wicked, and with the rich in his death, because he had done no violence, neither was any deceit in his mouth. Yet it pleased the Lord to bruise him, he hath put him to grief. When thou shalt make his soul an offering for sin, he shall see his seed, he shall prolong his days, and the pleasure of the Lord shall prosper in his hand. He shall see of the travail of a soul, and shall be satisfied. By his knowledge shall my righteous servant justify many, for he shall bear their iniquities. Therefore will I divide him a portion with the great, and he shall divide the spoil with the strong, because he hath poured out a soul unto death, and he was numbered with the transgressors, and he bare the sin of many, and made intercession for the transgressors. We hope to remember in prayer Mrs. Gerda Vandenbroek, who was still in the Calgary hospital recovering from her heart surgery, Mr. Sam Van Wieringa, who remains in the Lethbridge hospital, and Mrs. Joanne Brillman, who started her treatments this past week. Let us try to ask the Lord for a blessing. Merciful Lord of the heavens and of the earth, it has pleased thee in thy providence to grant unto us and our children another day, another Lord's day, the privilege to come up to thy courts, and that we may see one another once more in the land of the living, where in the past week that thou wast not taken one away by the cold hand of death, but thou wast yet spared the brittle threads of all of our lives, and we have been the recipients of many a blessing, and that for a sinful and undeserving and unworthy people. May it then please thee to grant what we cannot give unto ourselves, and that is a soft heart, that is a humble heart, that is a warm heart, And that is also an enlarged heart with an impression of thy goodness, but also with an impression of all of our needs temporally and above all spiritually. And then we humbly beg of thee, O King of the Church, that thou may richly dwell amongst us, and that thou may bless the audible gospel, and that thou may also bless the visible gospel. A week of preparation has come to an end, and then in the past night the winds have blown, and so thou hast a people upon the earth also in a week of preparation, that the winds of temptations and of assaults, that they can blow so greatly, but then thou art the one that can also give a calm. May it please thee to do it in this morning. And then we humbly ask thee, O King of the Church, that thou thyself may set a watch upon thy holy table, because it is such a holy table, and thou knowest who are thine, thou knowest, whom have been born again by the Spirit of God, and tasted of the good things of the Lord, but also those who have been led further, who have come to a saving knowledge of the dear Son of God, the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, then it is so needful for those further leadings, and thou hast a people upon the earth that may come up to thy house with the bride of old, because that is what they stand in need of. Draw me, and we will run after thee. And may it be for thy people, that it truly may be a sacrament of nourishment, that it may be a sacrament of strengthening, that it may be a sacrament of union, but also of communion, and that by an eye of faith they may be given to look upon him who is altogether lovely, who has loved himself to death, that his people may be set free, a people that may be given to look further than the broken bread and the poured out wine, but what those signs point to, and that it may be for the assurance, for the strengthening of faith, and to that end come down with thy Holy Spirit, with thy power, and with thy blood, and that thy true children may be fed and satisfied with that heavenly bread, with thy dear Son, that broken bread, and those everlasting waters, that fountain that has been opened for the house of David and for the inhabitants of Jerusalem for sin and uncleanness, where thou hast a people upon the earth. It is the work of thy Spirit to uncover that people and to teach them, that they may be uncovered deeper and deeper, and that with their heavily high debt, that they can never pay themselves. But, oh, then thou declareth that one has come, thine only begotten Son, who has taken the sins of his church upon him, that they may be set free. Wilt thou so work and dwell richly amongst us? O Lord, do remember all the unconverted among young and old. May they be filled with a holy jealousy. And then we commend unto thee all the special needs. The mother who was underwent heart surgery, thou was brought her through, and now we humbly ask thee to grant healing and strengthening. Remember her together with her dear husband, and that this calling may be sanctified an old father in the hospital who soon hopes to return home, also with his infirmities of old age. Wilt thou remember him above all, though save his never-dying soul? And then we commend unto thee a mother that has begun her treatments in the past week. Thou knowest what lay at the head of her, and then we may humbly ask thee if it may be according to thy will, that they may be blessed above all profitable for souls. Remember also her dear husband, and wilt thou so remember all among young and old who were in a special way under the physician's care. The different circumstances are known unto thee. There are serious concerns. May the prayers be multiplied to that end, and all the different callings sanctified. And now we humbly beg of thee for thy gracious help, who is sufficient unto these things in the administration of word and sacrament. Wilt thou grant thy Spirit to that end? May our eyes be upon the King. A word is the God of Israel that helpeth. May then our help truly be from the Lord, who made heaven and earth. Give a prayer for one another. We commend our branch unto thee also in this day. Wilt thou remember those that are called to read and to lead? May it be accompanied by thy Spirit, and thy indispensable blessing. We ask it all in the pardoning of all of our sins. In Jesus' name, amen. Psalter 163, the three stanzas. O Lord, my God, most earnestly my heart would seek thy face. Within thy holy house once more, to see thy glorious grace. And what follows? And the extra collection today is for the Emeritus Fund. Psalter 163, the three stanzas. in this morning hour, with the help of the Lord, we wish to ask your attention for our text words, which you can find in 1 Peter 2, the 7th verse, the first part, where God's word and our text reads thus: Unto you therefore which believe, he is precious. Our text words speak of the preciousness of Jesus Christ for believers, with three thoughts. In the first place, for whom Jesus Christ is precious. Secondly, how Jesus Christ is precious. And thirdly, remembering that Jesus Christ is precious. The preciousness of Jesus Christ for believers, for whom Jesus Christ is precious. How Jesus Christ is precious. And thirdly, remembering that Jesus Christ is precious with the administration of the Lord's Supper. Beloved congregation, we read in our text, unto you. That makes a separation. And that declares that he is not precious for all people. We have heard it from the prophet Isaiah, out of Isaiah 53 verse 2, that the natural man sees no beauty in him, and we esteem him not. And it is written in John 1 verse 11, that he came unto his own, and his own received him not. And Christ has declared to the multitude in John 5 verse 40, ye will not come unto me that ye might have life. And they were the Jewish people, the chosen people of the Lord, because the natural heart that is enmity against God, against his dear Son, and against free and sovereign grace. And therefore, further in verse 7, a separation is made, but unto them that be disobedient. Disobedient to the law and disobedient to the gospel. The stone which the builders disallowed, the same is made the head of the corner. And then that stone that is described, a stone of stumbling and a rock of offense, Paul. And 1 Corinthians 1 verse 23, unto the Jews foolishness, and unto the Greeks a stumbling block, even to them which stumble of the word, being disobedient, whereunto also they were appointed, but young and old. We have heard it, that concerning that spiritual temple, that it is not finished, the temple that is built upon Jesus Christ and him crucified. Then that temple, there are still stones that must and shall be brought forth. And therefore, my unconverted fellow travelers to eternity, earnestly beg the Lord and earnestly use the means of grace, begging that by free and sovereign grace, by word and by spirit, that you may be hewn out of that old Adam and that you may be brought to that holy temple, and that you may be placed upon the foundation of Jesus Christ and Him crucified. But now what says in our text, and that is a separation unto you. And then we have heard in the past that that people has been described, that is a people that has been wrought upon by the Holy Spirit. That is a people that knows what it is to be as a newborn babe, sincerely desiring the milk of God's word, that you may be nourished and fed thereby. Oh, that is a people, as we have heard out of verse 3, if be so ye have tasted, that the Lord is gracious to receive those tokens of the Lord's favor, and in the life of a child of God, then also, oh, if it was right, then it shall be continually, but oh, that backsliding and that distance, and then it can also be, oh, people of God, to our shame, that in a week of preparation, that we are trying to make up a little bit for everything that we have lacked in the other weeks. But oh, when it may be that close and tender life, then we shall taste that the Lord is gracious to receive those special tokens of the Lord's favor. We have sung it together out of Psalm 106, verse 4. Remember me with the favor that thou bearest unto thy people. Visit me with thy salvation. But when our text speaks unto you, then it especially refers to the former verses. And then we have heard the picture of the temple of Solomon. Then those hewers were sent away to the mountains of Lebanon. And then those stones, because it is specifically written that with the building of the temple, there was to be no noise. Then those stones, they were to be shaped. And what a work that the Spirit has, John 16, the verses 8 through 10, when He has come, He will reprove the world of sin, of righteousness, and of judgment. Ah, then it is necessary for the soul, and that is now the work of the Spirit, to uncover the soul deeper and deeper, that everything of self that we learn, that if anything had to be added, it would be eternally lost. Ah, that is a people that is exercised with their sins. That is a people that is given to experience that godly sorrow, not only for the first time, but also by renewal. That is a people that is given to repent and to reform. And yet that is a people that experiences with everything that they have experienced, that they are still a guilty sinner before the Lord. And now it is the work of the Spirit to open the Scriptures, that such a soul may be given to behold that precious Jesus in His necessity, in His preciousness, in His suitability, that He becomes altogether lovely. And now we read in our text, unto you therefore. And what is that therefore now based upon? Is that now based upon the exercises of a soul? And no, then it would be eternally lost. But that therefore in our text, that is based upon the wherefore of verse 6. That is the only hope for the church. Wherefore also it is contained in the Scripture, behold, I lay in Zion a chief cornerstone, elect, precious, and he that believeth on Him shall not be confounded. Thus the therefore in our text, that is based upon the wherefore in verse 6, which has its beginning in the never-ending eternity in the Council of Peace, where the Trinity is counseled concerning the salvation of His church. Oh, that therefore in our text that is based upon the wherefore of the dear Son of God, where in Psalm 40, the verses 7 and 8, He has declared, "Lo, I come. In the volume of the book it is written of me. I come to do thy will, O my God, and thy law is written within my heart." That therefore in our text, that is based upon the perfect work of Jesus Christ finished in the state of His humiliation, and that continues in the state of His exaltation, where Christ at the right hand of the Father, then He poureth out those heavenly graces upon His church. Unto you therefore which believe, He is precious. And now concerning for whom Jesus Christ is precious, then it is a privilege and a blessing in the life of a true child of God that they become exercised with particular matters concerning that preciousness, and that they are given to learn matters, to see matters which they have not seen before concerning the preciousness of the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, we have stated it in a former time in the Epistle Peter. There is spoken of precious faith. There is spoken of precious promises. Spoken of a precious Savior. And there is spoken of precious blood. And now unto whom? Unto you therefore, which believe, He is precious. Then unto whom does Jesus become precious? Ah, that is for the ignorant ones. That is for a people that do not know the way. Are there souls in my midst that know what it is not to know the way anymore? Oh, that is for those that have a desire, as that Mary, to sit at the feet of Jesus, to hang on His lips, to hear of those precious words that not mean that Mary has understood everything, although when she has anointed Him, she has done it for His burial, then she was led further than the disciples. Unto you therefore which believe, He is precious. Ah, that is for a people that have learned what sinners they are and what sinners they remain. That is for a people that has learned to weep. Oh, blessed are they that mourn, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. That is a people unto you therefore which believe, He is precious. That is for a people that have been deeply exercised with the justice of that holy and majestic God, and that have learned that the justice requires a perfect satisfaction. Oh, that are souls that have given to learn to bow under the justice of God. That are for souls that know what it is to be lost. Ah, for that lost people, do we not read in Luke 19, verse 10, that Jesus has come to seek and to save those that are lost? Ah, unto you therefore which believe, He is precious. That is for a people that are troubled with those enemies, that holy warfare with that triple-headed enemy, and how it can also be in a week of preparation. Ah, that Satan comes with his questions, that he even comes with truths to the child of God, that they are so confounded than it can be in a week of preparation as the wind has blown in the past day and the past night, that those winds of temptation, that they are so strong, are a people that there are times that they know it no more. But unto that people, because concerning that teaching, unto you therefore, which believe, he is precious. Oh, that have learned to sit under his prophetical ministry. And now concerning sinners, oh, unto you therefore, which believe, he is precious. Then that priestly office that becomes so necessary and so indispensable and so precious. But now concerning those enemies, oh, unto you therefore which believe, he is precious, and that is in his kingly office, where Christ has declared to his church that all power is given unto me in heaven and upon earth. Unto you therefore which believe, he is precious. Ah, that is a people that can be so comfortless, that do not know where to seek their comfort, that have come to an end of earthly comforts. And therefore the prophet Isaiah, in Isaiah 40, the first verses, comfort, comfort ye my people. Ah, that is a people. Unto you therefore which believe, he is precious. That is for discouraged people. Oh, think of a Thomas, where a Thomas did not know it anymore. Oh, could a Thomas then not speak of the desiring the sincere milk of God's word? Could a Thomas not speak that if so ye have tasted that the Lord is precious? Oh, Thomas could speak of many matters, but now there came a time that it went so different, and that a Thomas did not know it anymore. Oh, then for a Thomas he has come to the ends of the earth, but oh, for a Thomas it has become so true, when Christ, with those pierced hands and that pierced side, he has revealed himself in that priestly office. Ah, then for a Thomas it became true. Unto you therefore which believe, he is precious. And then he could say, my Lord and my God. Unto you therefore which believe, he is precious. Ah, that is for souls that can be so bowed down, and that can be so tied by the devil. Think of that woman for 18 years in Luke 13 that was so bowed down that she could in no wise straighten herself out. But then Jesus has commanded that she may be straightened. Ah, that is for a people that Jesus becomes precious. Also concerning provision, think of Elijah with the ravens, and that the Lord, because Jesus has purchased this people for body and for soul, and what a trials there can be, what an impossibility that they are brought to the ends of the earth. Ah, that is for a people, our text. That is for a missing people. Because when it is right in the life of a child of God, then they desire that blessed communion. Then they desire to hear his voice, to feel his embrace, and that they may receive that soft, that humble and enlarged heart. Ah, the church learns that it is all merited good. The church is given to learn that it all comes from above, nothing of us, all in him. And so man travels to Jerusalem. Oh, unto you therefore which believe, he is precious, because he is also called Emmanuel, as they read in Isaiah 7 verse 14, and that means God with us. Oh, unto you therefore which believe he is precious, that is for the sick, sick in souls, that cannot heal themselves. But then we also read of another sickness, oh, of the bride in the Song of Solomon, and what a blessed sickness that is. And one has never perished because of that sickness, where the bride was given to say that she was sick of love, that she desired to hear his voice and to feel his embrace. Ah, that is for the comfortless, where they can go so comfortless over the world that it seems, as the prophet has declared for Zion in Isaiah 49, the verses 14 and 16, where Zion has spoken so unadvisably, the Lord has forsaken me, and my Lord has forgotten me. Oh, it can never be. Unto you therefore which believe he is precious. Oh, how precious he becomes, how needful he becomes for a backslidden church in their backslidden condition. Oh, think then of a Peter when he has denied his master 3 times, and then Jesus has turned and looked. Oh, a look of compassion, a look of love, a look of sorrow. And then Peter has went out and wept bitterly. Oh, unto you therefore which believe, because the Lord shall never leave his true church in a backslidden condition. Oh, because it concerns his honor and his glory. And then on the day of the resurrection, then Jesus, that precious Jesus, oh, he has paid a visit to a Peter, and that was so tender that it is not written in the scripture. Unto you therefore which believe, he is precious. Oh, church of God, then he is precious concerning his person, concerning his work, and concerning his gifts. But now a few words. How Jesus Christ is precious for those that believe. And that word precious in the Greek language, that has a few different nuances. Then it can mean, it means highly valued. It means greatly esteemed. And it means honorable. Thus then he is precious. Oh, we read thereof in Matthew 13, the verses 45 and 46. One that is traded in pearls, and he has found many a pearl. But then he came upon the pearl. That's what it points to, our text. Then he came across the pearl of great price, and that is the Lord Jesus Christ. And now concerning how Jesus Christ is precious. Oh, then he has been preached for 6,000 years in the Old Testament, a Jesus that would come, and the New Testament, a Jesus that has come. And then we must say that the half has not been told. Ah, the fullness for the living church of God that is laid away for eternity. Here they see through a glass darkly, but there they shall behold him face to face. And there they shall sit at that marriage lamb. And there they shall sing the song of Moses and of the Lamb. And now when we consider the preciousness of the Lord Jesus Christ, oh, then concerning his purpose, then we read in the Song of Solomon, 5 verse 16, after the bride has listened, listed 10 particulars, yea, he is altogether lovely. This is my beloved, and this is my friend, O daughters of Jerusalem. Oh, then concerning his person, concerning how he has come upon this earth, that he has assumed our human nature, and that he was the Holy One, no original sin and no actual sin. Oh, when we consider his love, a love that has its foundation in the never-begun eternity, and that shall continue to a never-begun eternity, that Christ is willing, in the counsel of peace, to give himself so freely and so willingly. And for who? For a black church that has sinned everything away, enemies of the Lord and enemies of his Son. Oh, when we consider his willingness, that he was so willing to come upon this earth and to finish, because we read in John 4, verse 34, oh, that he has said to his disciples that it was his meat to do the will of his Father and to finish his work. Thus, when we consider the preciousness of the Lord Jesus Christ, oh, in his person, then we only have to stand still for a moment. What he has called those precious names in the Word of God, and blessed the church, when they may be exercised with different names, when the Lord works that need, that desire, and then they may be given to see the preciousness of those names. Ah, we have mentioned Emmanuel. Let us only mention Isaiah 9, verse 6, where he is called Counselor. Ah, that is for a people that do not know it. He is called Wonderful, where he is a wonder-doing God. Oh, he is called the Prince of Peace, for a people, a restless people that have no peace, where there is still that breach between the Lord and their soul. Then he is called the Prince of Peace. Oh, how precious he was when the shepherds have heard it in the fields of Ephrata. In Luke 2, verse 14, glory to God in the highest, peace on earth, goodwill toward men. Oh, he is called the Mighty God. He is called the Everlasting Father. But more so, oh, it is all precious. May never say that the one is more precious than the other, because they are all equally precious. But what a blessing it is for the church of God when they may be led into those particulars, and when the Spirit works that need, and then to be given to be exercised with the preciousness of his person, but also of his work. And when we consider unto you there for which believe, he is precious. Oh, his birth, but his suffering and his death, that he was willing to take all the sins of all his people upon him, that he has appeared before his Father judicially. He has suffered. He has died. He has risen, sitteth at the right hand of the Father. Oh, unto you there for which believe, he is precious. Learned it from Reverend Hellenbrook, that it is necessary that the mediator is known in his names, in his natures, in his offices, in his states, and in his benefits. and in all those matters unto you therefore which believe. He is precious, and now he is also precious, that on the night in which he was betrayed, that he has instituted the sacrament of the Lord's Supper for his people. Concerning those precious things, the broken bread, the poured out wine, then how precious those words of Luke 22, verse 15, with desire have I desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. Oh, that precious Jesus, before the cross, before that cursed cross, before his death, then in compassion he has remembered his children. He has remembered his church. And then he has declared with those signs, the broken bread, the poured out wine, unto you therefore which believe, he is precious. And then the seal to grant the strengthening of the precious faith of his true people. And to that end he has said, do this in remembrance of me. Amen. Psalter 422, the stanzas 4 and 5. The host of heaven, O God, acclaim thee, Lord, alone, and greatly fear thy name above all around thy throne. Who is there like to thee? Throughout this vast creation, Jehovah, Lord of hosts, the God of our salvation, and what follows, 422, 4 and 5. Let us close with thanksgiving. Oh, almighty, merciful God and Father, we render thee most humble and hearty thanks that thou hast, of thine infinite mercy, given us thine only begotten Son for a mediator and a sacrifice for our sins, and to be our meat and drink unto life eternal, and that thou givest us lively faith, whereby we are made partakers of such great benefits. Thou hast also been pleased that thy beloved Son, Jesus Christ, should institute and ordain his holy supper for the confirmation of the same. Grant, we beseech thee, O faithful God and Father, that through the operation of thy Holy Spirit, the commemoration of the death of our Lord Jesus Christ may tend to the daily increase of our faith and saving fellowship with him, through Jesus Christ thy Son, in whose name we conclude our prayer, saying, Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Our closing Psalter, Psalter 111, the stanzas 2 and 3. A new and joyful song of praise he taught my thankful heart to raise, and many seeing me restored shall fear the Lord and trust and what follows. Consistory wishes to announce that the learning and living, the banner of truth, and the insight into magazines are at the exit. Psalter 111, the stanzas 2 and 3. receive the blessing of the Lord and depart in peace. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen.